Good afternoon. My name is Allison Jacobs. I'm the Evaluation and Research Manager at the National Coalition Institute at Community Anti-Drug Coalitions America. And today I will be presenting an equation to coalition success findings from the 2005 to 2013 annual survey of coalitions. I do not have any financial, commercial relationships to disclose. About CADCA, we're a national nonprofit, member-based organization located in Alexandria, Virginia, just right outside Washington, D.C. We use community coalitions as a public health strategy to fulfill our mission to build and strengthen the capacity of community coalitions to create safety, healthy, and drug-free communities. We represent thousands of coalitions nationally and internationally. Since the 1990s, the community coalition model has been used to reduce drug use and underage drinking rates. A coalition defined by CACA is a formal arrangement for cooperation and collaboration between groups or sectors of the community, in which each group retains its identity, but all agree to work together towards a common goal of building a safe, healthy, and drug-free community. How do coalitions work? They work by mobilizing diverse sectors of the community and creating comprehensive strategies that foster effective programs, policies, and practices to create population reductions in substance abuse. The overall aim for a community coalition in my field is to reduce substance abuse population reductions, but that is very hard to achieve. Researchers have claimed that it might be due to the fact that the evaluation time for evaluating coalition effectiveness of programs, policies, and practices might be too short to see the actual population level reductions. So at CACA, we teach coalitions a framework for community change. It's a problem-solving model where we enhance coalition capacity for coalitions to pursue comprehensive strategies. And I'll get into those in the next slide, but we believe that these create community changes which will then trigger and improve population outcomes. When I talk about creating community changes, I'm talking about modifying or creating new policy practices, i.e. community changes or environmental change. The research claims that their intermediate outcomes might be a new measure of, or a way to measure coalition success in improving population outcomes. Currently, the research is very limited on making the relationship between the coalition capacity and implementing environmental strategies. There's a ton of research on how the organizational capacity of coalitions is very strong. Coalitions that have a shared mission and vision, that they're cohesive, they have strong leadership, but there's very limited research on how this organizational capacity makes them successful in pursuing these comprehensive strategies, or what CACA considers comprehensive strategies. The first three are very individual focused. At CACA, we're really interested in teaching coalitions to be very successful in the last four that basically change the whole environment of the community, which will then hopefully trigger the population level outcomes. In the study I'm going to show today, we're going to investigate how the coalition capacity will make coalitions successful in implementing environmental strategies, which will then trigger community changes. The year we're using is the 2013 survey, our last survey. We sent out about 2,049 invitations. We had 651 completed surveys for a response rate of 31.7. The only real requirements to complete the survey, you must have at least three community sectors, parents, schools, faith-based, political organizations represented, et cetera. There's a whole list. You also must be focused on alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. And the survey measures coalition demographics. It measures coalition processes and different strategies and interventions that coalitions are currently completing. It's an 84-question survey. So our independent variable to measure coalition, our dependent variable is going to be related to policy change. Two questions. Have you or your coalition done new or modified policy or practice changes in the last 12 months? And if yes, how many have you completed? We're also going to look at some independent variables related to coalition capacity, annual budget, number of paid full-time staff, and how many volunteers. Another independent variable we're going to look at is to what extent did your coalition engage in the following strategies the last 12 months? I mentioned there's seven, but for today we're going to focus on the last four that are environmental, that trigger, you know, community changes, which will then lead to population outcomes. We're also going to look at partnership involvement. There is, on the survey, a list of 44 different partnerships you could be involved in, or sectors or groups. They're from fraternal organizations all the way to schools. It's very in-depth. We also ask them to what degree if they are involved in each organization. So for these last two variables, we combine them into one, and we call it a collaboration score. And it considers not only the number of partners, but even the level of partnership involvement. So just some descriptive analysis. Our N was 651, but we found that only a little over half created new policies, 53.1%, and they created about an average of new policies per year of 2.4. So what is different about these coalitions that they are creating new policies? We found that these coalitions have an average breadth of, there have of partners of 25.55, and the average involvement of these partnerships is 3.24, and the collaboration score average is 28.79. These are some of the most commonly used partners for our coalitions. We do a lot of underage drinking work, so it is no surprise that parents are involved, or law enforcement, health, and especially youth. The youth know the problems better themselves. So we first did a correlation between some of the internal organizational capacity, budget, staff, and volunteers. And we found a significant relationship, but we only found that there is a explain only 5% of the variance for creating a new or modified policy. We found a slightly stronger relationship with partnership involvement, but again, it's only a 7% explained variance for creating a new policy or partnership. Where we saw the biggest relationship or predictor of creating new policies, the collaboration score was up to 80% variance with the four environmental strategies. And in turn, these strategies then explained up 28% variance for creating new or modified policies. Which makes sense because, new policies are going to change the environment. And before you can do that, you have to have things in place that are going to trigger, like changing the physical to design. Maybe you do laws where there's no more public consumption, or you make policies where you can you increase the drinking age. So discussion. So it looks like that partnership involvement is an important element than some of the internal organizational capacities like budget or staff or volunteers, and that maybe the quality and the quantity of these relationships are a bigger predictor of policy change. So community coalitions should consider not only the number of partners they have, but how involved they are for creating population outcomes. Some future implications we are considering is that when coalitions are building or considering a new policy, is it that they're considering the policy because of the partnerships they already have in place, or are they going to have a policy and then consider their partnerships? So we're going to look at those relationships, which ways are more common, or how are coalition building exist in that capacity. We also want to look at, we talked about policies here, but coalitions, half of them also do program change. So what does partnership involvement look like that? What's the quality versus the quantity? And if you have any questions, you can contact us or my colleague, Dr. Bill Gary. Thank you.